But first this hour, ousted State Representative Don Shooter has filed a notice of claim against the state. That's a precursor to a lawsuit. In it, Shooter alleges his expulsion was an effort to stop him from looking into alleged improprieties in state procurement. And if and when Shooter actually files suit, parts of the investigative report that led to his removal that so far have not been made public may see the light of day. I'm joined now by the person who led that investigation. Craig Morgan is a partner at the law firm Sherman & Howard and was the lead counsel into allegations of sexual harassment at the State House of Representatives. And Craig, I want to go back to when you first took this job on. How did what you found compare to what you imagined you might find?
Well, I'll tell you this. I had no expectations. You know, I'm not a politically active guy. I was approached about the job, and I immediately decided to take it, but I didn't take it for reasons that folks would think. I took it because, you know, I have a daughter and a son and a wife, and my colleagues have daughters and sons and wives and husbands, and I wanted to be a part of something very important. So when I went in, you know, really I didn't have any expectations about what I would discover, but as the report shows, there was a lot that was revealed.
Yeah, how pervasive is the problem of sexual harassment did you find in the legislature?
I didn't find it to be pervasive, meaning that, you know, every member's engaged in this sort of conduct. You know, my findings are really limited to what's in the report, but I do believe that what's in the report is troubling. And I think anyone that can read and has a sense of compassion for their fellow man will look at that report and for a variety of different reasons find things that are troubling.
So how do you think the House has done in terms of trying to make things better? I mean, they expelled former Representative Shooter, and, you know, this has been, at least early in the session, it was a pretty big topic of discussion. Do you think the House did a good enough job of trying to clean things up?
I think the House did a great job. I think the House is doing a great job. I think the House will continue to do a great job. Those men and women at the House of Representatives, I believe, based on my own personal observations, want nothing more than to get this right and make the House of Representatives a place that's free from harassment. I have a particular admiration for the Speaker of the House, Speaker Messnard, because I personally witnessed him engage in deliberate mental gymnastics, I call it, to just try and get it right.
Do you think Speaker Messnard is making the right call in not releasing some of your investigation that some have called for releasing?
I haven't the right or the role to speak for Speaker Messnard, so I can't comment on that. But I do think that in any situation where people's lives are involved, I think the public's right to know has to be balanced with interests of privacy and other laws prohibiting the release of certain types of records. And I do have every reason to believe that those considerations are being carefully weighed.
I mean, you know what's in there. Do you think that if the public had a view of that, that anyone's perceptions of what happened would change, or perceptions maybe of specific lawmakers or staff members or other people would change?
No.
Now, former Representative Shooter has filed a notice of claim against the state, basically saying that he was railroaded, that, you know, this really didn't have to do with sexual harassment. It was more about other political considerations. I'm curious, given what you know about what happened and the investigation you did, what do you think about that?
As you characterize it, I disagree, but I can't comment on the notice of claim. I haven't read it thoroughly. It's not my place to comment. But again, I stand behind the report.
I know that you said you're not a super political person, but
I am not.
But I'm wondering what you think about the process that the House did once your report was finalized, where the issue did not really go to the House Ethics Committee, which is where this kind of thing would normally go. Instead, it went directly to a vote on the House floor to expel Representative Shooter. Do you think that was the appropriate course of action?
A few things. Number one, this wasn't an ethics complaint that I was asked to investigate. So this normally would not go before the ethics committee. An ethics complaint's a different beast. I wasn't charged with investigating a formal ethics complaint.
But a complaint was made against Representative Shooter from another representative.
Versus an ethics complaint, it really is two different things. So we need to start with that premise, that this was not an ethics complaint. That said, my role was to figure out what happened, find the truth, and report back based on all the evidence I was able to gather. It was the most difficult case I've had in my life yet. And I'm proud of the work we did as a group, and we did it. But our role was not to determine what the proper remedy should be, to even recommend a remedy. It really wasn't. And I don't think it's my place to second guess what the Speaker of the House or the men and women of our legislature did.
Relative to some of the other cases that you've worked on in your career, how difficult was this one to work through, both in terms of the subject matter and the sensitive nature of what people were talking about, and maybe the willingness or lack of willingness of people to really want to talk about this?
For me personally, it was extremely difficult. I lost sleep, a lot of sleep, because the men and women who came forward with allegations, the subjects of the investigations, they have children, they have families, they have loved ones. This affects all of them. And then on top of that, it affects the citizens of Arizona who elected these people. It affects the credibility of the institution at play. It affects the state as a whole. That's before you even take it personally, right? And you say, well, then it kind of affects me because if I do a horrible job, whoa, you know, I didn't even get to get there. So it was extremely difficult. I will say at times it was hard to get people to come out and talk. But part of my job as special counsel was to convince people that there's a greater good. There's something more than your personal worries or concerns that your career may be derailed or you may be blackballed. There is the right of people to know the truth, and of the accused to have the truth brought forward, and of the accuser to have their story substantiated if it's true, and to then gather that truth and make a decision based on that truth. And that's when people really opened up. And I'm proud of all the people that were willing and brave enough to speak with me and my colleague, Lindsay, because that took a lot of guts. It really did. And without them, we never could have found the truth.
Craig Morgan is a partner at the law firm Sherman & Howard. He was the lead counsel in the investigation into sexual harassment in the Arizona House of Representatives. Craig, thanks a lot for coming in.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.